welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me for the broadcast today. Beloved, there's such crisis and chaos and calamity in the world right now. Isn't that true? You listen to the news broadcast and sometimes you think, how can it get any worse? We're living in very difficult times. So many are troubled and unsettled. Even many saints are going through some severe trials and loss. But Jesus said, so we wouldn't be dismayed, that in the world we would have tribulation, but to be of good cheer, for He has overcome the world. Regardless of whatever pressures you might feel right now with the situations that are going on in your own life, beloved, God wants to comfort you. He wants to relieve that stress, and He wants to teach you His ways of kingdom living. And what are those? Well, the Bible tells us it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. You know, I just sense in the Spirit that the days and weeks ahead of us, these next few months, are going to be a time of great instruction by the Holy Spirit. The Lord is going to be giving some important things to share, I believe, and it's vital for all of us to allow God to get us into a place where we can receive that new revelation, and as well as understanding and wisdom for the demanding times in which we live. You know, there's a beautiful scripture I'd like to share with you in Isaiah chapter 52, and there the word of the Lord says, awake. I'm just going to read a fair amount of it. Put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus saith the Lord, you sold yourself for naught, and ye shall be redeemed without money. For thus saith the Lord God, my people went down aforetime into Egypt to sojourn there, and the Assyrian oppressed them without cause. Now therefore, what have I here, saith the Lord, that my people is taken away for naught? They that rule over them make them to howl, saith the Lord, and my name continually every day is blasphemed. Therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that doth speak. Behold, it is I. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. The watchman shall lift up the voice, with the voice together shall they sing, for they shall see eye to eye, when the Lord shall bring again Zion. Break forth into joy, sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord hath comforted his people, he hath redeemed Jerusalem. Praise God. What is the Lord saying? He's saying that Zion, that's you and me, to loose herself or loose ourselves from the bands of her neck, which is the captivity of the enemy. And he goes on to say also, a little bit further in that chapter, in verse 11, Depart ye, go ye out from thence, touch no unclean thing. Go ye out from the midst of her, be clean, that bear the vessels of the Lord. So, He's also saying that we're to touch no unclean thing, go out from the midst of her, Babylon, the world system, basically. Be clean or purify yourselves that bear the vessels of the Lord. And then, that's verse 11, for you shall not go out in haste, nor go by flight, for the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard. Another version says, but you shall not go out in urgent haste, nor leave like fugitives, as when Israel left Egypt. Beloved, as God's people, we shall distinguish ourselves not by being negatively affected or moved by the things of this world. You should not be pressured or rushed or pushed. God says that He will bear His holy arm in the eyes of all nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. God has prepared you and me as chosen vessels to publish those good tidings. And beloved, I just know that God has so many great and wonderful things ahead for us. There's so much that He wants to accomplish in our lives. It's exciting to sense the timing and the direction of the Lord, because there's a time. Psalm 102:13 talks about clearly a set time of divine favor when the Lord shall build up Zion. And the Lord has just been speaking to my heart to share with you that He wants to emphasize to you on this broadcast one important point, and that is that we need to begin to anticipate the Lord's goodness and favor in a measure we've not experienced before. This is really so exciting. I know that you desire abundant life, that the Word promises. Psalm 30 and 5 says, in His favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. The Word also promises us that we'll be preserved. That's Job 10 and 12. But we'll be strengthened by His favor. That's Psalm 30 and 7. And for many, there seems like they're going through a prolonged night season, but a glorious morning is coming. Beloved, regardless of how many tears you've cried, how dark the way has been, this is your time to believe God that a new day is about to dawn for you. I know sometimes you think, oh, I've tried, Sister Glass, I've held on and held on, but there is a time, there is a season. I know I think back to times in my life when there were some very difficult valleys I was going through, and it seemed like, oh, well, I never get through them. But, beloved, you will go through the valley. Blessed is the man that goeth through the valley. Praise God. So, this, just believe that. This is your time by faith. Just say, Lord, you see where I'm at. Unto you I lift up my soul, and I trust you, God, that you are going to make a way for me. Now, the devil will do all that he can to make you believe that things can't change, that things can't be different. But what do we know about him? He is a liar and the father of lies. This is your time, if you will believe God and take Him at His word, that God has some new things for you. For the word of the Lord would come to you, my beloved child. And I would say that you have lived at a spiritual plateau for these many days. But now is a time in which I shall lift you up and carry you on eagle's wings to the mountain heights. In my favor shall I have mercy upon you. I will bless you, says the Lord, and I will compass you about with my favor as with a shield. Wherever you place your feet, my favor shall precede you. Men shall give to you, and you shall see and know that it is I that have spoken. Continue to give out the bread you have cast upon the waters. Many days hence shall return to you. The cup of cold water given in my name has been seen by the eyes of your father. You will in no wise lose your reward. My strong right arm is bared on your behalf, and the light of my countenance is shining upon you. Rejoice with childlike faith and give me praise. New experiences new relationships, new opportunities await you that are part of my plan for your life, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of prophecy. You know, the role of the prophet is not only to speak the will of God in advance of his manifestation, but also to pray it through. And, you know, I just thank the Lord for the testimonies that have come in about recent financial blessings and increase. And I'm just praying for God's divine favor on your life with fervency and with zealousness. So many have stood faithful for such a length of time, some for decades, and what a testimony that is. So I believe, beloved, that God has some wonderful encounters ahead for us. And if you have some particular needs that you're bearing by yourself, God, you know, the word says share one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. And that's why I'm on this broadcast. You know, I don't take a lot of time to tell you much about the correspondence ministry, although from time to time I do read letters of testimonies, and it's always just the right word that someone needs to hear. And of course, only the Holy Spirit can orchestrate that. So I invite you to write, and when the announcer gives that contact information, when I receive your letter, generally what I do is spend some time praying, and then, you know, I send back the answer that the Lord gives. And, you know, I still do it. I answer by snail mail. There is an opportunity. You can email your prayer requests, and I do regularly check emails and will respond briefly, but the real ministry takes place through the ministry of correspondence. And I don't spend a lot of, in fact, I don't spend any time really discussing financial needs. God has honored faith, and he speaks to the partners of UCM, and we've been able to continue on this station, goodness what, since 1970, and the ministry has continued without interruption since 1965. So that's a testimony for the Lord's faithfulness and also the faithfulness of God's people. Well, my time has come to an end, and I will be bringing this broadcast to a close and look forward to joining you next time as we share whatever God has for us. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining me. The announcer is going to give our contact information. And again, whether you choose to send an email or to send a letter, I will personally receive whatever it is you send, and I'll get back to you. Thank you so much. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.